What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Out Spirits and Liquors. My name is Fire Camino. It's Spirits and Music. I've already fucked it. But can we start over?
Yes.
All right, cool.
Do what you gotta do.
Do it one more time. I got overzealous.
Do what you gotta do, brother.
So it's good. All right, cool. All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Al's Spirits and Music here in Reform, Alabama. My name is Fire Camino, and this song's called Hallelujah, Goddamn. Well, I'm just a whiskey preacher. She was an agnostic angel. We went together like water and oil. Well, you better listen closely, cause tonight's my final sermon. Oh, what can I say that hasn't been said before? She tells me when I'm drinking I look just like the devil, but when she kneels before me I feel just like the Lord. Hallelujah, goddamn. This whole world's gonna end. Hallelujah, goddamn. I'm dying for all of these sins. Well, I've walked with whores and I've walked with thieves. They come from all over the South to listen to me preach this blue-collar gospel, screwed too loose to turn. We're setting the world on fire just to sit and watch it burn. Hallelujah, goddamn. This whole world's gonna end. Hallelujah, goddamn. I'm dying for all of these sins. Well, if you care about redemption, you can't lie in confession. Give it to me straight, sour mash. If you want something to believe in, well, you can't do it cheating. Mother Mary, Sunday Mass. Hallelujah, goddamn. This whole world's gonna end. Hallelujah, goddamn. I'm dying for all of these sins.
Woo!
Woo! All right. It's good to be back in Alabama. We were in Mississippi earlier. Roll Tide, baby. If you ever spent your last dollar on a tall can, if you ever told a cop to go to hell, if you ever hooked up your ex in the parking lot of the Nick, then buddy, I got a song for you. If you hate working hard for a living, cause you know there's got to be a better way. Oh, if when you finally quit, you call your boss a piece of shit, then buddy, I got a song for you. And it goes, Roll Tide, El Camino. We raise hell wherever we go. And I don't want to live for wanna hear. All you motherfuckers get loud. Well, I've been drunk in every bar in Birmingham, and there's a few that I can never ever go back to again. But out of all the things I've done, I don't regret a single one, 'cause it made me into that son of a bitch you all know and love. Now some people do it for the money, some for the girls or for the fame. But hell, I just wanna get drunk with all you good people here tonight. And fire, Camino is my name, and I sing Roll Tide, El Camino. We raise hell wherever we go, and I don't wanna live forever now. Singing Sweet Home Alabama, come on baby, it's now or never. And I wanna hear all you cocksuckers get loud. All right, y'all want to hear a Taylor Hollinsworth cover, or you want me to play a new song off the new record?
New song.
New song, all right. New song, new tuning. Let's see here. Well, I could do both. Well, fuck it. I'll turn it back up. Let's do fucking... All right, so past couple days I've been recording with Taylor. We're cutting a new record. Yeah, I'm really fucking excited to put it out. Oh yeah, sorry. Well, you knew as soon as you were gonna have me on, Alan, that I was gonna be fucking explicit. You're gonna worry about ad revenue now? Like, fuck. Fair enough. Yeah, if you think my set's bad, fucking Ham Bagby's up next. Like, he's not gonna play Hey Motherfucker, you know. Come on. Anyway, me and Taylor have been recording this record, and he wrote this song, and I think it's like our generation's fucking Mr. Bojangles. I've fucking, anyone who's ever spent time on a stage can relate to this fucking song. That's why I like playing it. In a little bar downtown, dressed up with the tip jar out, tap dancing daddy's got a mouth to feed. Patrons walk in and out, someone threw a dollar down, says, can I hear that song you sing in that band? So I tap my feet to this gravity, it bounds, it beats me to the ground. I never wanna let you down, so I keep having to repeat this sound. I never wanna let you down, I only want you to know. Tap dancing daddy plays another show. After when they mop the floors, pack it up and split the door, everyone else goes home to sleep. That's when bad habits form. Wait up for another score. tap dancing that he can't turn off his feet without it. So I tap my feet to this gravity. It bounds. I never want to let you down. I only want you to know. Tap dancing that he plays another show. Tap dancing that he plays another show. Knew a man Bojangles and he danced for you. And worn out shoes.
Woo!
Woo!
Hell yeah!
Woo!
Alright, let me get
one more.
The song's called Chasing the Wind, which this is the last song that I wrote for the record. And I didn't think much of it at the time, but fucking, we got the drummer from ASAP, Joe, fucking playing on the record, and fucking, also, that fucking record is so good, that ASAP record is so fucking good, so. Oh, really? What? I didn't know that happened. That's fucking wild. But yeah, no, fucking, I didn't think much of the song, and then Joe fucking came up with this drum bit with it. It's fucking great, but anyway. Do it with my tongue? What do you mean? Oh, the drum bit. Oh, okay. I didn't know what the fuck you meant there for a minute. I was like, what the fuck? Alright, here we go. This song's called Chasing the Wind. Honey packs in Hennessy, angel from Montgomery, how sweet it is to be next to you. Expensive promise, cheap hotel room, doing things we swear we'll never do again. Four things would turn out different, but honey, we're just chasing the wind. Well, the band I was in played Bulls on Parade. And if you were a little stoned, it sounded just like the real thing. When you told me that you loved me, I thought the same. Swore things would turn out different, but honey, we're just chasing the wind. Chasing the wind. Chasing the wind. Well, we shouldn't have rolled our bows on leaves. When this wind blows, it's gonna be a hurricane. And I don't know how much more I can take. Hear me whistle, kick out my teeth, cause these sad songs are getting so hard to sing. Swore things would turn out different, but honey, we're just chasing the wind. Thank you, good night, God bless.
Spirits and music.
Yes.
Don't worry.
And this is closed. Too. And this is closed on Sundays.
That's right. Oh, I forgot. The bridge is closed on Sundays. Shit. He's better make it.
You ready for it? Hey, I'm Ham Bagby, and this is Al's fucking shit. I'm Ham Bagby, and this is and I'm at Al's Spirits and Music, and this is closed on Sundays. Hey, I'm Ham Bagby. I'm at Al's Spirits and Music, and this is closed on Sundays. Comfort and consistency will save me. I come here when I'm hungry and alone. And when I'm here, I know someone will call me. Baby, you make this Waffle House a waffle home. I never dreamed my life could be this complete, with eggs and waffles and optional breakfast meats. And I would like my hash browns topped with cheese. How could true love even possibly compete? I know that comfort and consistency will save me. I come here when I'm hungry and alone. And when I'm here, I know someone will call me. Baby, you make this Waffle House a waffle home. My dying day, I'll sing a song to you of patty melt and cups of coffee too, the buttered toast and jams that guide me through a fulfilled life of wonderful breakfast food. I know that comfort and consistency will save me. I come here when I'm hungry and alone. And when I'm here, I know someone will call me. Baby, you make this Waffle House a waffle home. Yeah.
I mean, like, how long have you had it? Does it have a name?
No, it doesn't have a name. I don't name my stuff.
Respect.
But this is my forearm beating the shit out of it. And I mean, this is just, some of it is from a previous owner, but if you look, this is the part that's like, wow, that motherfucker's been played. But yeah, I'm just talking about the back of the neck. Like, there's no finish back on the back of that fucking neck now. But some kid owned it, and I was playing bars. You could smoke in bars back then, and I was like, I need a cheaper guitar. And I walked into Decade Music, and I was like, cheap guitar, active pickup, where's it at? And Glenn, who owned Decade, was like, acoustic guitar room, go your ass. And it was like, there was like this acoustic guitar room that had like rows of acoustic guitars. And then like the third row back, there was this red monstrosity back there. And I was like, let's see what's going on there. And it had it has a killer pickup. It's Art and Luthery is a Canadian company. They make same company that makes Godin and Seagull. So they're like the Epiphone of that company. And so they're just nice guitars. They're made, I think they might just be like guitars that are made out of scrap wood, but they're still good.
I'll tell you, like, you were the only person that I ever met that actually needed a cutaway on an acoustic.
I mean, it is kind of, it's kind of, I mean, like, I can, like, with my giant hands, I can get there without one, but I like the feeling of. You know what I mean? Like, I like being able to have that stuff there. But also, you know, you could play tastefully too. Ain't everybody gotta do all the wheedly wheedlies, you know, but I do, I like it, so. This song is here's another song. You want to hear another song? Up a little while ago, you'd always be in the kind of take it slow. You thought you'd made your mark down on Music Row. You pushed it as far as you could, but you still got miles to go. You thought that maybe you could skip a step. Won't write about love, you'll write about freedom instead. I don't know what's up inside your head, but we all just heard all of those things you said. So what you know about trains, Larry? What you know about going out on the lake? And I'm sure you've been drunk on a dirt road and watched the sun come up in your pickup truck, but then you put it all together in a list and it sounds like bullshit. You need to write a fucking song, Larry. Stop trying to write a hit. Maybe sexy tractors, but hey, that ain't you. Well, you ain't skull or truck beds or flags or cowboy boots or Daisy Dukes. Larry, you know it's true. So come on in, Larry, the music's fine. And tell us all about that good old friend of mine. sure there's tons of verses blowing through the pines. Chevy trucks don't need your hill being advertised. Silverado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for too long now. So what you know about trains, Larry? What you know about going out on the lake? And I'm sure you've been drunk on a dirt road. And watch the sun come up in your pickup truck, but then you put it all together in a list and it sounds like bullshit. When you put it all together in a list, it sounds like bullshit. You need to write a fucking song, Larry. Stop trying to write a hit. Ooh. 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 So what you know about trains, Larry? What you know about going out on the lake? And I'm sure you've been drunk on a dirt road and watch the sun come up in your pickup truck, but then you put it all together in a list and it sounds like bullshit. You need to write a fucking song, Larry. Stop trying to write a hit. So that's a good one. I'm trying to think of all the ones that I haven't. What have I not played on Porch Talk or any of Alan's properties?
I wanted to ask you after that song is like the rebuttal to that is Ham played me the song that wasn't trying to be a hit.
I really feel like as a songwriter, like I know that humor comes across in it, but the ones that I'm the most proud of are like Larry is like, I'm super proud of that song.
I love that song.
Oh, and, but I'm also like really proud of, I'm really proud of, You Don't Owe Them Anything. Have you heard that one? Do you know
that one?
Okay. Like I really feel like I feel like sometimes you're like ah, oh, like when it just strikes and you're like, oh my god, that is, I knocked it out of the park with this one. For me. Procrastination, frustration, obligations and anxiety. When motivation and compensation, they don't always line up exactly. But you know that you've got bills that you're gonna have to pay. You might have a boss who's got a long list of complaints. If anybody tries to tell you it's not hard, fuck 'em. You don't owe them anything. If anyone says otherwise, then you should cut that string. We don't have a lot of time or know what tomorrow brings. So fuck 'em, you don't owe them anything. but they'll tell you that you need to do the work. And they'll roll their goddamn eyes when you say everything hurts. But motivation and compensation, they don't always necessarily agree. You look inside your fridge and you don't have shit to eat. Don't wanna go to work cause you can't stand to hear them scream if anybody tries to tell you it's not hard. Fuck 'em. You don't owe them anything. If anyone says otherwise, then you should cut that string. We don't have a lot of time. Oh no, what tomorrow brings. So fuck 'em, you don't owe them anything. Fuck 'em. You don't owe them anything. If anyone says otherwise, then you should cut that string. We don't have a lot of time. Or know what tomorrow brings. So fuck 'em. You don't owe them anything. Fuck 'em. You don't owe them anything. No, that's fine. That's fine.
Serious,
it's a perfectly reasonable request.
It just makes sense.
Also, really proud of this song. So I mean, like, it's not hard to do. Like these, there's a couple that I don't want to play every night. But I mean, there's a few that I'm like, yeah, I will play this every night for the rest of my life and be fine. You know, and this is one of them. Because even if I'm not feeling it, I know the crowd's feeling it, and that's kind of nice. Because when the first line comes out and someone doesn't know who the fuck I am and they hear that first line, they're like, that is
not.
They're like, nice. Yeah. You'll always see somebody
first
like.
First line, I was like, damn, yeah. I feel attacked. But I'm with it.
Anyway, this song is about friendship. This song is more about hanging out with musicians than anything else.
Yeah.
Anyway, hang out with musicians, it's fun. I'm drinking PBR with my dumbass friends. Another night, another bar, it's never gonna end. They ain't too bright, but at least they don't pretend. And I'm drinking PBR with my dumbass friends. Now my dumbass friends, you know they all got hopes and dreams. My dumbass friends, you know we're on the same damn team. My dumbass friends stay out all night. My dumbass friends don't start no fights. We're at a bar drinking PBR with my dumbass friends. Mm-hmm. breaking out the guitars with my dumbass friends, and talking all about what great big stars we could have been. It happens sometimes, and I'm sure it will again. When I'm drinking PBR with my dumbass friends. Now my dumbass friends, you know they all got hopes and dreams. My dumbass friends, you know we're on the same damn team. My dumbass friends stay out all night. My dumbass friends don't start no fights. We're at a bar drinking PBR with my dumbass friends. Dumbass friends, you know they all got hopes and dreams. My dumbass friends, you know we're on the same damn team. My dumbass friends stay out all night. My dumbass friends don't start no fights. We're at a bar drinking PBR with my dumbass friends. We're at a bar drinking PBR with my dumbass friends. I've made some fucking mistakes in that you're not going to be able to see, but still, I know they're there.
Isn't that how it always goes?
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
That fucking song you got about fuck 'em, what's the name of that?
It's called You Don't Owe Them Anything.
That's fine. I love that song.
Oh, my God.
Yes. All right, everybody. Welcome you to this porch talk. There are many, but there are none quite like this. And co-hosting with me tonight, I got Josh Jenkins. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How's
and,
it going?
I don't know if you knew about it, but we just had Ham Bagby and Josh Williams Fire Camino.
Oh, yeah.
Play. Closed on Sundays here at Al Spearson Music. Ham Bagby, Josh, how you doing?
Thank you for having
Pretty
us.
Pretty good.
We want to keep it brief. We want to keep it light. We got to move. We got to shake. Not going to take too much time moving around a little bit. Tell me what's going on in Birmingham with you. Matter of fact, I had a list of questions. I wanted to start with you, Ham. Off the palm of my hand, I had it wrote right here. When was the last time that you had I don't know how to put this, that you felt like you needed to put your finger and write initials in concrete? Wet concrete.
I've done enough work with concrete that I would never.
Okay, so he's good with that. And for Fire Camino, I have one for you.
All right.
Is when's the last time that you walked in a clear blue night?
It was probably about a year ago at Awaken Us. Yeah, I remember being drunk as shit and walking back to a tent. And it was like full moon. It was real nice. Yeah.
Back to Ham real quick. Oh, are you careful with your personal records?
I mean...
Fairly?
Yeah, I think so. They're not locked up, but you couldn't find them.
For Fire Camino, when was the last time you went mountain backing? It's right here on my hand.
Mountain biking? This?
Mountain backing, yeah.
What's backing?
Biking.
Oh, I don't know. I've never been.
Read my hand, please.
I'm sorry. I don't own a bike.
Never.
Well, no, I had a bike when I was a kid, but
I just had all these questions. I had to get out of here. It's good to have you boys back. When we think about Porch Fest, when we think about Porch Talk, when we think about anything that goes on around here, we think about you two, and we have you two together.
Yeah. And
we chose to do a little road gig. We'd been talking about it for a while, and I think the beta test was pretty nice. So we wanted to go do the thing. We had a much more ambitious thing going on, but there was, like, idea wise. But we were going to do this and then crash with you and go to the blues festival. But
I'm sick as a dog.
Sound good?
We have a little bit of a sinus infection going on. So. Yeah.
Well, since we last met, last time I saw you, 2 months ago, that's why I wrote all these great questions on my hand. Last time I saw you was since Porch Fest, and
yes.
I mean, before then, to then, and even now, I mean, I just feel like things are really fast.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Forward and for all of us, really. I think I really believe that we're all up to something.
Oh yeah.
And could you share a little bit about what's cooking?
You've got the album.
Yeah, you've got things coming up so quicker than I do.
This whole week I've been off work and I've been recording with Taylor. So we're finally getting that fire.
Who the fuck is Taylor?
Yo, Hollywood, man. Taylor, who is it? But, we're finally, it's been, what, 2-3 years in the making of me being like, yeah. I'm going to put out a record. Well, now we're finally fucking doing it, you know. So, and it's coming along great. You know, we got the drummer from Hayslap playing on it. And
as a matter of fact, when Taylor did his close on Sundays, the only thing that he was openly talking about was the Hayslap drummer playing on your record.
Yeah. No, it's I can't wait for y'all to hear it. Like, it's going to be great. Now, it'll be a couple months before it's, like, finished and done and all, but, like, I'm really fucking excited. Like, this is the most polished thing I've ever put out, you know.
That's pretty cool.
So, yeah.
Oh, I'm ready.
I'm really fucking excited.
This will be the third or fourth offering from Fire Camino.
All right, Going Home, Another Sniff from Mr. Snubnose, Live at the Nick, and so yeah, this would be the fourth one. Yeah,
Live at the Nick fucking rips.
Thank you, man.
While I have you here, I want to swap it over to you, Ham, is, can't tell you, like, when I was imagining closed on Sundays, you were the guy on the marquee for what the show is like, with the show, with the songs that you write and with, like, the expression, how funny everything it is that you do. But, man, like, what's been going on with you lately?
Well, we've done a, it's in the can, but it's not like, it's not gonna, like, there's still editing going on. So there's a movie that's going to come out, that was recorded live at the Nick as well. Wow. But film stuff is a lot slower turnaround than sure. music stuff. 'Cause like I do records in a day and like, and you know, like, so we're like, there's a live, like we recorded from the board. So, I mean, like we could be working on that and getting that out soon, but we can't, it has to coincide with the release of the movie, which is going to be in like October. So cool. CJ and I were like, well, maybe we should just do like a little acoustic-y EP. And so I just did 5 songs at CJ's, that we're going to, we're kind of, the performances are done, but I think we're kicking around a little bit of auxiliary instrumentation that we're going to put in it. It's not going to be big band stuff, but it's going to be an acoustic EP with a little bit of magic. So,
some bells and whistles. One thing that I wanted to ask you about.
And I've never done anything like that, so.
And more things, like, to the question is just taking a step out, come over here, like, you have been so gracious to me to come play Porch Fest multiple times.
Oh, I love it. I think it's great. I think what you're doing is great.
But, like, you came over and you played at Munson Brothers tonight. You did a split show with Fire Camino tonight. But, dude, like...
They put me on a really nice stage, too, by the way.
It was just built.
The stage is great.
Yeah, we were the first people on the stage.
I was like, where has this been for the last 3 years?
I was wanting to break a guitar over it last night. It wasn't ready. Yeah. But, everybody, like, anybody that comes and plays here is like, these are people that I want to put in front of people. But, like... With your story, like, I always, like, go back, like, we think Egan's, like, I just saw a memory come up of Egan's, like, back in 2011, and, like, I'm just thinking about, like, when I think about the history of Tuscaloosa, and I'm thinking about what I remember, but, like, man, like, you're pushing, you're trying to, you're working, you're figuring it out.
I'm trying to get out of... my bubble. I'm trying to get out on the road a little bit more, and so like I've been working for years, and I feel like I'm spinning my wheels, and I also feel like I have fans, but they're spread out. Like I was in Tuscaloosa for 18 years, so I have fans who went to Alabama for 4 years and then they moved away.
Sure.
So right, they're all right. over the world, really. So I mean, like, and I couldn't travel back then. Like I wanted to stay close to the kids, and so now that I'm, you know, I have a little bit more, I feel like I have a little bit more time and a little bit more, you know, ambition to do so. And I'm writing again. Like I'm not done with this. Like I'm never going to be done with this. So if I'm playing, you know, the same 8 or 9 bars in the same, you know, compacted geographical location, the same spot, same real estate, I'm not going to be happy with what I'm doing. So I'm just trying to branch out and get a little bit, look at what the Southeast looks like and what I can do there. And then, you know, see who I can gather to listen to these fucking songs and sing along and buy some t-shirts. And
that's a big part of what I'm
shake my hand and say, thank you for making me happy with your Waffle House song or whatever.
Hell yeah, that's a big part of like what I'm trying to do with the clothes on Sundays, or like with all the musicians that I'm gathering here and putting in front of the store. And it's win-win, in my opinion. Not only to show the merchandise, but also to showcase, wow, what a good thing we got going on here with music. But man, I think about that and it's like, the world would be a whole lot bigger and better for everybody if we would all work together. And so, and that's the next thing that I'm moving towards is, like, in the upcoming months, is like we have people coming from further out, and I'm gonna be trying to sew those things in and be like, why don't you play there and you can play here and things like that. And it's just the little things that we can do. And, like, honestly, is when you think about, like, what was it, Fuddpuckers? It's a silly restaurant in Panama City, or Destin.
Yeah.
What's it famous for? One, the name. The food is shit.
Right.
But like everybody knows it by the name. But like, if we can like establish ourselves as like Al Spears Music, and then like we have a stable horse of musicians that rotate and like people that are playing, like that is my big idea. It's like, look at the people who kind of rotate here.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool.
And
but I think it also catch it. I think it also exposes the idea that like live music isn't this thing that you go on your phone and get on Ticketmaster to go, you know, to this giant venue to go
right,
see.
Right, right.
And that's the next step.
Like
right?
People want to act like live music is like, oh, I heard this on my Spotify suggestions, and now I'm going to go pay, you know, $700 to go see this band and at the BJCC.
And you can't see them with the fucking deer rifle, and you got to fucking pay $15 for a beer. Like, it's
and I think about the
you bought the Ticketmaster ticket, it's like all these extra fees.
Yeah,
and everything is going on.
Yeah,
the Nick has a door guy. You can pay cash and get in, and the sound system's fantastic. It might not be your favorite band, but you might if you go to rooms like that, you're going to see somebody you like. The thing about live music is you just got to keep you got to keep finding it. It's digging for gold. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely.
Yeah,
you're going to see some shitty bands even if you do pay that.
Oh, you know, absolutely.
Premium. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's one guarantee that I have here.
You're going to see me on some shitty nights.
You ain't going to catch any bullshit here. But I mean, like, totally. And I'm, like, thinking about, like, what I can do for music. And obviously, like, close on Sundays. And, like, we got these blue laws to where, obviously, you can't operate.
Yeah.
It'd be like, it's a play on it. And, like, we get to have a little fun,
right?
But then I'm talking to the comedians, like we can write sketches, and next thing you know, like we're kind of like writing 3 to 5 minute shows, and we're kind of seeing what we can do, and like everybody's kind of working together a little bit, and like Porch Fest or whatever we had with that, it's kind of turning into something a little bit more,
absolutely,
and that's what I want to do is like, I finally have a place to where I can impact culture. And I can have an effect, and I can share him, Fire Camino, and the music and the comedy that I love with the world, and like get it on a broader stage.
Well, what I think is beautiful is that the community you've built over the years through Porch Talk and Porch Fest is you just transferred it to here.
Yeah.
So it's not nothing's changed as far as like the mission statement of where it's like bringing musicians and creative people up. You've always kept and stayed consistent with, you know.
I think there's something infectious about someone who just believes in something, and I think that's what you bring to the table. Because there's a lot of people who are just like, yeah, this guy just fucking like,
I mean, why do we love Bo Hicks so much?
That's a good point, man. Like you have an influence in somebody like that, and you're like, yeah, that motherfucker just fucking loves the town he lives in, and he wants good things for it, and so he fosters a art scene and music scene, and he's really he's holding a torch that not a lot of people are holding anymore in that town.
And nobody really gives a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I go back and I have a good... There's that... The Sanctuary is a good spot, but I mean, like...
Yeah,
you know,
I've been wanting to check out the Sanctuary.
But it's new, and like... So it's like it's a really nice stage and a really nice room.
Yeah, and that's like kind of the main thing that I'm asking. I don't know if we have the answer here. Like, you know, we're doing Close on Sundays here, and like we're doing these 3-song sets, and like we're gonna open it up to where like we can do hour-long sets with a seated crowd.
Yeah.
But like, is that enough? Or like, I mean, what are we?
No, you're just even having it, because if you didn't do it, it wouldn't exist.
You're doing more, and there's going to be like you know, some kind of like municipal pushback, and there's going to be, I mean, like that's just how, I mean, we live in Footloose. I mean, like it just is what it is.
Yeah.
We live in the South, and people having a good time is scary to folks, and you know, like it's like you got to go. This isn't like some kind of, you know.
Y'all heathens are playing that rock and roll music.
Oh, and to be fair, dude, like they were more scared. I had to go stand before City Hall. Like, dude, I opened the store the following weekend after Porch Fest. Y'all go up there, and I had bought this place a month before.
Yeah,
and they made me wait because I had to go stand before City Hall. Yeah. They were more scared of the music part of it than the spirit.
So weird.
It's right. Nuts. Yeah.
It's like we have a sound ordinance here, and like we don't do foolishness. And it's like, I just spent a lot of money on this place. Do you think I'm going to try to be foolish?
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
I'm trying to add to the town. I want to add culture.
That's what I don't get. Like, it's got, like, you want to say, do you want your population to remain ignorant of art? And you know what I mean? Like creativity is a facet of the human spirit that is you know, really important.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still writing goddamn songs in my fucking 40s and trying to, you know, sing songs for people. And I get that there's a performer thing. There's something about performers.
Yeah.
It's got to be like in the DSM-5 or something.
Yeah, no, because you have to be crazy.
I don't know.
It's like what the fuck is wrong with us? Yeah. But I mean, like, there's like the whole thing is based on this, like, premise of, like, when you're a child, you're like, hey, look at me. And, like, how can I get that attention?
But I tell you, like, what I mean? Even with, like, when you were performing with, like, your 3-4 song, sit here, it's like, I was so giddy, and I, like, every song, I was hanging on every word.
Right, because
I know what a Ham Bagby show is.
Yeah.
I know it's going to be fun, and it's like, he's about to make a joke.
Yeah.
Hang on. Hey, it's coming. You know, and that's what we want to bring. Right.
Yeah.
That's what all this, I mean, Fire Camino, like, perfect, like, y'all two being together and, like, doing shows together, like, I couldn't think of a better mix. God,
yeah, because it both kind of goes. I mean, we're both a little explicit, but also, too, it's like, if you really listen to both of our music, like, yeah, sure, we have the funny jokes that say the fuck word, but, like, there's some really good songwriting in there if you fucking listen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
some sentiment.
Right, yeah.
Oh, you think as I say motherfucker, I don't have sentiment?
Right, exactly. Yeah, like, exactly. There's some, you know, like, we're pouring our fucking hearts and soul into it. Yeah, sure, there's some you know, theater to it, but truthfully,
shitting on
like,
my,
you know,
shitting on my florid language songs.
But, I mean, Fire Camino, every time you come to Porch Fest, like, or come to Munson, come to the open mic, even playing the night, there was an expectation.
Yeah.
Like, we knew when it was booked, there was going to be a certain rowdiness.
Right.
Within the mix of it.
Yeah. Well, it's even tonight, Ryan was like, hey, thanks for keeping the language down. And I'm like, I just feel bad.
I don't know if I need to say this on the
air. No, do it.
He was like, I was talking to him, and you went into something. You said fuck at some point. And he said, it just makes me really nervous sometimes. I was like.
We did an open mic hip hop night.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh.
And it'll never happen again. And it wasn't that, like, there was a lot of language or anything like that, but it was the whole time everybody was on pins and needles.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh, we don't know what we're going to do with this. And so I was like, oh, that's fine. I'll just move it here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, fuck it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to totally facilitate this here. There's no expectation. We can do it on Sunday.
It is absolutely bonkers to me that there aren't spaces for rap. Like, right? Hip-hop is...
Literally. Like,
hip-hop is
especially
so...
Columbus, because, like...
Yeah, hip-hop is wildly underrepresented in a lot
there's no
of
open mic. Well,
yeah.
Even in Birmingham, there's no place.
Right, right. No scene to foster, so you don't know what I mean. Like, where would you be without... I mean, where would the South music, you know, footprint be without Atlanta rappers? You know what I mean?
Exactly. And where did they get their chance, Sam?
Exactly.
How did that happen?
Like, they had spaces to go do the thing. Like, that's how, that's that, like, so if you don't let them do it, where are they're doing it at house parties? They're doing it at you know, behind schools and stuff like that.
We were able to host one at Munson's, and it was a straight hip-hop, rap, R&B, spoken word, open mic. And I let, they perform at Porch Fest, late night.
Knuckles
performed before absolutely. The comedians both nights. And he was the guy that was, like, hosting, him and his boy Cho. And, dude, the open mic was nuts. It was great.
Yeah.
The garden was packed. Everybody was eating. Everybody was drinking. Everybody was having fun. It was a different crowd. And I get a text message the next day. It's like, hey, we're glad everything went well, but we're not going to pursue that any further.
Mm. No.
And I'm not trying to ask why.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into that, but, like, where you're going is, like, I wonder how they do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
Because it is... It has 100% not stopped the genre of rap from, you know...
No,
from coming
not.
Out.
Like...
But the pockets where it's at, I mean, like, we have so many people who are into it. If they were able to foster their, you know, talent and learn the acumen of performance in that genre.
In a live show.
Well, that's what, like, I love hip hop, but if you go see a lot of those fucking hip hop shows, even like really big hip hop artists, the first 15 minutes
they
kicks ass,
fucking
and
suck.
Then it just goes to shit. Yeah. But also, like, too, if they haven't had the time to build the chops, then, like, I don't care who you are, right? I mean, there's even folk singers like this of where, like, yeah, if you can be fucking kick-ass in your fucking bedroom. But until you're actually up there on stage and have to interact with a crowd and know, like, the energy and stuff like that.
I can't tell you how many times throughout the night with each artist that performed that night, number one, they were from there and they were thankful for the opportunity to perform in their hometown.
Yeah.
And number two, they... openly admitted that they never did it live. They didn't know what it would look like. They didn't know how it would do.
No.
And go back to your first open mic, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, go back.
Yeah.
You was covering Bob Dylan? You fuck? Huh? Yeah. What was you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're not covering anything. And this is another thing I can't understand. It's like hip-hop's a little different. Like, we're hiding behind a guitar.
Right.
They're holding a microphone, and they're playing their laptop.
Yeah.
They're
to
the side of it. What happens if you get off beat, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine.
Nothing's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think about that shit. And, like, we're going to do it here, obviously, but no old bars. I don't give a fuck. This is a black town, and...
Yeah, they got
Oh, yeah.
We love it.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Like...
We're going to host it.
I would love to see Knuckles here.
He's going to come. Cho's going to be here. But, like, back to y'all is... I mean, where are we at right now? What's the plan? What's going on with y'all? What do you want to do?
Oh, I want to release this EP at some point this summer. It's gonna be. I think it's gonna be good. It's not finished yet, but we're working on it. But so that I have something that comes out before this movie comes out in the fall. I'm excited about the movie, but you know, it's gonna require all my time when it comes out. It's gonna be a movie that coincides with a live album that comes out at the same time of the performance from that. Sure. So I mean, like, it's two things to promote, and it's like a lot. So I figure I've got a few months, and I'd like to drop something just so that... Because people haven't heard anything from me for a while. Well, I haven't released anything in a while, so I'm just ready to get something out.
Yeah.
And me and CJ were talking about it. We're both excited about it.
And other than that, I'll tell you on Facebook, Ham Bagby is your best friend. He's always going to tell you, I hope you have a good day. That's all I ever hear from him. He doesn't really share. Like, he shares what's going on, but
some days that's the only thing I do. But I mean, like, it's like, I don't know how to. I mean, I don't know what to do with social media anymore. Like, it's, you get lost, and it's like nothing right. but white noise.
One works.
It's, yeah. But it's ever evolving. Like, you know, some things work for a couple of months.
Like, I like the idea of, yeah. And I like the idea of, like, I can just do a thing and say, you know, oh, by the way, I'm doing this. But I don't depend on it to draw people.
I don't know. Like, I've been Facebook friends with you every day, and like, I always look forward to, I hope you have a good day today.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, I always know that I'm going to get on Facebook and see that. That's kind of your thing.
Yeah. And it fucks with the algorithm, too. So sometimes people get like 3 or 4 in a row.
Well, maybe they just really need to know.
Maybe they really need to have a good day.
It's like, yeah.
Fire Camino.
What's
where,
up?
Where to begin with you, huh?
What a troublemaker I am.
Well, it's iconic.
I feel like you have this reputation as like a bad boy, and it's like you're just this sweet.
I'm really not. Right. No, here's what sucks. Like, this is my daily life. Is like, there's Fire Camino and there's Josh.
Work.
Like, Josh is a really quiet guy, doesn't want to be bothered. You know, it's like, there to help you no matter what. Then there's Fire Camino, which I have to keep in a cage. You know, because if not, he'll just fucking, you know, ruin my
Slash
life.
Slash guitars. And
he's like, we should do blow and fuck skanks. And I'm like, no, we got to go to work. Fucking, you know.
Well, dude, I mean, it's ironic, like Taylor Hollinsworth, he was sitting right where he was sitting, practically. And he shared a little bit about a recording process going on.
Yeah.
Did you do a little bit with that recently?
Yeah, no. This whole week, I took the week off from work. And I've just been in Taylor's basement, which has been fucking awesome. And we've been recording. And probably better for me than it is for him, because I can't play to a click track for shit. So, like,
he hates it.
He's fucking ripping his hair off, being like, God. Yeah. Well, here's the worst bit. Okay, so, like, I've been putting this record off forever, and now we've got to do it. But for 2 fucking years, Taylor's like, just sit with a metronome, learn how to play to a click. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll do it. And he goes, are you practicing to a metronome? Oh, yeah, totally. Have I once?
You do.
No, of course not. No. So here we go to cut the record, and like, I haven't played to a metronome for shit. But what's funny is like, we could record a scratch guitar and then play it back, and I could boom, ace, right on. You know, but
is it really, Josh? Come on.
No, I'm serious. Like, I can play to music, but to play to a click, I can't. It doesn't make sense in my mind. But no,
I get it.
Recording's been going great. Like, I can't wait for y'all to hear this record. I'm so proud of it.
Ever had any issue with a click track?
Oh, I'm so bad at it. But, like, at some point, like, I feel like it's, I don't know, man. It's just, Carole Kaye has a really good video about playing to a metronome. And she's like, once you, like, lock in, it grooves. And
I'm it like, really does.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It does.
Yeah.
Because if you play with a really good drummer and you lock in, like, it's like you just,
oh, absolutely.
You let all your little fucking preconceived notions go, and you
and
just
you get to
trust,
let go of a lot of things.
Yeah, you just trust the drummer and you just fucking go. Like, when you lock into that, it is a real, real groove. It's
What's
weird
is I can do that when I play bass. Like, when I play bass in a band, I can do that. When I try to play guitar with a drum, I can't which is should be the
Why
same
do you think
thing,
that
but
is,
it's
Josh?
I don't know. It's a mental thing. I can't fucking do it.
I could understand it on Ham's part, because like, Ham is like about
You'll get
to fucking rip it a little bit.
Yeah, I'm playing the same fucking 3 chords. It should be the easiest thing on earth for me.
Right. You know? Like, honestly, that's one of the only ways I can play is with a drummer. Like, if I have that beat going for me, I find my groove. But if I'm trying to play by myself,
nothing.
No.
Nothing going on.
Not shit.
Josh is a bass player here.
Oh, we
do. Very cool. I wanted to ask y'all about the future. There's plans, maybe shows in Mississippi. I mean, what's going on down there?
I 100% would like to spend some more time in Mississippi. I'd like to hit some more towns. I'd like to play Jackson and Oxford and, mm-hmm. you know, these spots. I'd love, I mean, like, if I can hit Munson's another couple of times a year, I could do. I'd be into that, you know.
Into that,
hell yeah,
hell yeah.
I like Mississippi. I haven't had bad music experiences here in years. So
no, Mississippi's great. Every time I come to Mississippi, I learn something. You know what I mean?
What are you learning?
So like, it's just always like the last time I came here, I fucking learned open D tuning. Like that was the first time I'd ever, and that just opened up this whole fucking world of songwriting and shit that I'd never.
As long as you've hung out with Taylor Hollinsworth and you never knew about it.
Wait, he's who taught? Yeah, yeah. We, all right, fucking when I, the day before Porch Fest, his guitar went out. I had to go take him a guitar, and so like later after the show, we're like sitting in his hotel room, like talking bullshitting and stuff, and then. He's playing something. I was like, what tune is that? Open D. And so he like taught me open D. That was the first time I learned it. Yeah, I'd never fucking.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I didn't know it until then.
All right. Well, I want to keep this short, sweet. I got three questions, Josh. I don't know if you have anything. But question one for me is, have you ever stepped out into a clear night sky? And wondered, what'd you wonder?
Why did 9 volts taste like that? Where it's got the little sting. Like, right, it's got a flavor.
Right. Yeah, yeah. It's a flavor.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, anything on that?
I mean, sometimes I wonder, of the number of stars that you see, how long it takes the light to get to us, how many of those stars are just not even there anymore?
Right. Yeah.
Fair enough. Question two of mine is, oh boy, it's getting a little true crimey, huh?
Oh, shit.
Ooh, you want some of this action?
It's late. Let's get creepy.
I'm sorry, everybody. We asked about personal documents. Sure, but, how often do you find yourself backtracking and, like, keeping up with your day-to-day? Do you know where you went at the end of the day?
Dude, that's something I don't remember yesterday.
Because, like, that's something, right? that's something that I've been trying to do, and it's like, I don't even know.
Dude, yeah, as much as I drink, it all blends together. Like, I don't know what year it is, you know. Like, it's all just, you know. Like, my brain's Play-Doh. Like, you know, like.
I don't even have to drink for that. Like.
Hey, you ain't got to brag, man.
Anything?
Yeah. I don't know.
I just always feel like it's a little.
I think it's weird that, like, you're saying that the years blend together and you're significantly younger than I am.
Yeah. Well, I put a lot of miles on this car. Maybe a newer model year, but.
Yeah, 15 years ago, it was a different story. You know what I mean? Like, I was.
Yeah.
I don't remember much about the Ham Ham Jam Jams because my whole thing was I want to get drunk and play music with my friends, and because I didn't drink as I'd gotten to the point that I'm like, I'm professional, so I don't want to get hammered at every show,
right?
But once a year we're gonna get hammered and we're all gonna play together.
Hell yeah.
So I had those experiences. I kind of regret that I don't remember the Ham Ham Jam Jams because they were apparently pretty epic.
That's the last question, and I think it's going to be a two-parter. Is first part is for each of you is as you progress with what you're doing, is what's a milestone? Like, is it a certain venue, or is it a certain number? Like, what are you looking for? And then I'll ask part two after that. What are you looking to do?
Like, what do you have? Do you have like goal? Do you have like goals?
What's the goal?
Yeah. Live to 30. No, but fucking no. Musically, yeah, like with this record, like I'm gonna try to get it on a label, you know, that way I don't have to. Out of laziness, not out of like, oh, I really want to be on a label.
Yeah. Why?
No, because I hate doing all the, like, I hate having to find a manufacturer for CDs. I hate having to make stupid album arts. I hate having to fucking send a million emails just to book one show. Yeah,
it's, like, a one-stop, it's a one-stop shop. You've got digital distribution and physical copies in one company.
Yeah. Which is what?
CD Baby.
Okay, fair. Well, no, but there. See, I can't afford CD Baby, so I do.
It's like $70.
It's not much, yeah, Josh.
But no, I do. No, I do DistroKid.
DistroKid doesn't do.
No, anything. No, they don't do media, but like,
they just stream.
I mean, yeah, they just do the streaming stuff, yeah. And then
CD Baby's yeah, the way. CD Baby does the
same. Well, hey, I got fucking. Let me tell you who I did use.
I did my last two records. I'm not turning this into an ad for CD Baby because they don't need my.
This would probably be good for people. But listening,
I've done.
Though.
Yeah, but I've done two. I've done three albums like that are. Were digitally distributed. I did one on TuneCore, and I did two with CD Baby.
Yeah.
And the digital distribution was fantastic. The only thing that I really have a complaint about is that TouchTunes won't pick up my stuff, even though it's a vendor on the site.
Yeah.
But they're not dealing in independent artists, so
no.
They're like, screw you. And that's a lot of places, but I mean, like, you're going to be on Spotify, you're going to be on Apple Music, you're going to be on Amazon, all the places where Amazon, all those places, music. Google Play.
Yeah.
Like, if people have the opportunity to stream your music, they're going to listen to it wherever.
Yeah.
And you can, you know, follow your stuff on the four artist pages of those shits. And yeah. I mean, like, but also you can CD, it's called CD Baby because they used to just be a company that made CDs.
Yeah.
So you can still get CDs through CD Baby, and it's a pretty good fucking deal.
Okay.
They have, so I mean, like, you don't have to do pressings, but I mean, pressings are relatively inexpensive for there. But you gotta, I mean, like, you're right, sometimes those things are expensive, but the digital distribution is very, very inexpensive.
Yeah. Well, that's what, I mean, I use DistroKid.
And then if you're on, are you on ASCAP or BMI or anything?
I don't know.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah,
I brought that up on the last one.
Yeah.
People should be.
Yeah, you want to register your stuff. I'm an ASCAP songwriter, and I have been since 2001. So you want to have those, and it's really easy. It's an app on your phone. You can register your songs right there, and it is, I mean, that much closer to copyright. And copyright's not that hard either. I can tell you about that shit too. But I mean,
and many people will be like, "Well, when I uploaded the video to my Facebook of me playing it, it was copyright."
That's not
so
true.
Fast,
yeah.
Right?
But it's also
you
really,
need BMI or ASCAP. Yeah.
No.
It's also really hard to steal somebody's shit and be like, "Well, it's mine now." Like, it's like you have to. There has to be paperwork involved and legitimate chicanery. But like, legitimate chicanery. That's funny.
I love the word chicanery. That's fucking great.
Cool word.
But like, so your stuff is your stuff, but you want somebody who's going to collect royalties for you, and that's what ASCAP does pretty much.
Yeah.
So you'll get that sweet, sweet quarterly check for $1.63. Like,
right.
I have made dimes of dimes. Yeah. But I mean, it's real cool.
Yeah.
That's, but I mean, at the that, same time,
that sock full of nickels I was talking about.
Right. Right. You could at least beat somebody over the head with it.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Maybe one day I'll make $2.50.
But I mean, like, really, if you're a musician out there, I do recommend that. Like, Leather Rose, I mean, they just
pay. Yeah, streaming doesn't pay a lot, but the idea that you have a potential global audience is, like, It's worth money in and of itself.
Right.
And you can send anybody to your shit when you're trying to book stuff, and like it's worth it being on there, even though it's garbage what they pay.
Yeah.
Because they could pay more.
Yeah.
They could.
Right.
Last question to walk out of the door for both of you is if you could play or travel any place in the world, where would it be?
Ireland. I'd love to play a show in Ireland.
Of course you'd fucking say that.
I kind of want to... I specifically want to play pubs in Ireland, but I would love to play...
I want to play the Bluebird Cafe
next year. I have no desire.
Next year.
Well, you
next
can
year.
It. You can do it you next can do week. It.
Yeah. They have
you just got to go wait in line.
Yeah.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like,
take
that's
the day
small
off.
Steps for me.
Yeah. You should, though. Oh, yeah.
But, I'll okay, so anywhere in the world. Let me think. I mean, it's probably Europe. Like Spain or something. Spain would be
Spain
great.
Would be nice.
Why?
I'm sure there's because fucking killer food.
Beautiful beaches.
Beautiful beaches. Just beautiful landscapes in general. I mean, everything's nice there.
Yeah.
People are kind. Spanish is a fucking rad language.
Absolutely.
And wine and guitar. That's where guitar came from.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I'm sure there's like shittier I'm sure like the shittiest guitar players there can smoke me. So I mean like
I don't know.
Also, look, I work really hard to play the way that I play, but it's not a competition.
It's a competition
with myself.
No. You can't be like some guitar god and be like, oh, it's whatever.
It's a competition.
It's not
with
a big
myself.
Deal.
It's
I'm
not,
one of the best guitar players
no,
in Birmingham.
No, I'm not. There's
yeah,
no. It's not. There's no best. There's no trophy. I'm working hard for me. The competition is with me. It's not with everybody else.
Fair enough.
I love it.
But
I stood next to Ham Bagby during a Dexter show. And, I knew he knew every fucking lick. And he's like, I could totally fucking play that. And I was like, I know you fucking
could. Well, that's my favorite fucking guitar player, too. So.
Yeah.
John Smith is my hero. He's so good.
Yeah.
And then, he was like, was that the show where he made me get up and sing Neil Armstrong?
Yes.
He was like, I can't sing these high notes anymore. I was like, how am I the guy who sing the high notes?
Yeah.
Like, why is that my job?
Right.
Oh, well, yeah, I'll sing the high notes.
Very cool.
But nah, man, you're a fucking great guitar player. Like, fuck, I want to be in the Dexateens. I want to be the next Ham Bagby.
I have no desire to be in the Dexateens.
Yeah. No, I know, but you have that song.
Yeah.
I know. It was for them. I love that band. It's my favorite. It is my favorite band. And John Smith is my favorite guitar player. He's fucking great.
Rabbi Trunkers is my favorite band. I don't have any desire to be Mike Cooley, Jason Isbell, or
Patrick. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
I just love the band.
Fair enough.
Wouldn't take anything away or with it.
I'd like to be Matt Patton every once in a while.
Honestly. Yeah.
Matt rules.
Yeah, Matt's a fucking great hang, dude. Like I've
Dialback always, Sound, yeah. Killing it right now. Shout out, baby.
Oh, hell yeah. So.
Anything else to do before we walk it out the door?
Are you proud of us for this interview?
I'm always proud.
Hell yeah, we nailed it.
That's all I need.
Dude, I mean, when somebody tunes in, he's like, him bag me?
Doing this for the attaboys, goddammit.
Yeah. Right.
Fire Camino?
Oh,
what the
Fire
fuck?
Camino? Fuck yeah.
We got to hear some live music?
Hell yeah.
Hey, Porsche Talk heads, let me ask you something right now, huh? Get that 5-star review, huh? You piece of shit.
Yeah.
I'm fucking with you. I love all of you. And thank you all. And we are out of here. Good night.
Good night.
How's that?
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.